Well, thank you. Who is that?
It was me.
Me who?
Me. I'm over here.
Here? Where?
Look behind you. Look the other way.
Who are you?
I'm a magician's rabbit.
A magician's rabbit? Hey, hang on a minute. That's funny because I am pretending to be a magician.
What do you mean pretending to be a magician? You are a magician.
I am?
Yes, you said the magic word and made me appear from your hat.
Did I? Well, if I did, I can't remember it.
Knowing the magic word makes you a magician.
Oh, no. If only I could remember it, then you could be my magician's rabbit. You must know everything there is to know about magic.
Well, I did work for one of the most famous magicians of all time.
Really? Who is that?
Harry Houdini.
Harry who?
Dini.
Dini who?
Harry Houdini. Oh, never mind. I've appeared in many of his magic shows.
You have? Well, I'm trying to put on my very own magic show too, but without remembering the magic word, I've got no chance. Besides, I wouldn't have a clue where to start.
Perhaps the boys and girls could help you remember the magic word, and I could help you with what you need to put on a show.
Whoa, what a great idea. Oh, thank you, Mr. Rabbit. Will you help me too, boys and girls? I said, will you? Cow, goody, goody. Where do we start?
Well, lots of famous magicians use a scary animal in their act.
Scary animal? Like what?
Like a tiger.
A tiger?
Yes, do you know of any?
No, but maybe I could make a tiger appear.
Sounds a little tricky for your first try.
Nothing's too difficult for Billy, the world's most famous magician. Ladies and the gentlemen, boys and the girls, welcome to my Billy Bear's circus.
But what sort of things can we see at your circus, Billy?
Let me think. You'll see a clown with a big red nose.